The time is 8:50, and it's time for our pre-opening commodity market report for this Friday morning. And sitting in for Dave Dickey today is Jay Pierce. Hi, Jay.
Well, good morning, Dan. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Cash hog prices are expected to be about steady, but while some terminal and a few interior markets are calling prices 50 cents a hundredweight lower, they say that the prices in general have a firm tone, and barring a major downward adjustment in the planned schedules this week, slaughter will exceed 2.3 million head for the first time. Terminal markets are called steady to 50 cents lower in a thin test. Tops expected from 35.50 to 38.50. Peoria, 35.50, that'd be 50 lower. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, negotiated swine purchases were 18,540 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was 43.75 to 58.11. Weighted average 52.35. That's a loss of 43 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 39 to 45.50. Weighted average 43.87. Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases 18,736. Base price range 44 to 60. And the weighted average 57.29. That was a gain of $1.15 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 34.06 to 46 even, and the weighted average was 43.58. In just a moment, we'll take a look at the overnight trade and talk things over with Jackie Vakes of the Stewart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. But first, agricultural weather, and we say good morning to Jay Searles. Jay?
Good morning, Jay. As far as the agricultural forecast and weather goes, we'll check in south of the equator. First off, Brazil. Isolated showers occurred in northern Rio Grande do Sul and Santa Catarina, and a few around Mato Grosso locations as well. Most of Brazil's crop country was dry, though, but some of the places that reached to the heavier amounts, 2 to 2.25 inches, reported in the coastal areas, and those were the wettest regions. Today's forecast is drier for the week of October 15th, so that's moving into the mid part of the month, as high pressure seems to be lingering and taking stronger control of the southern continent and into the Brazil area. But rain falls frequently in the southern part of Brazil, and today's forecast is a little wetter in the south because of the stronger high-pressure system that will eventually build in northern parts of the nation. Rain is still expected from western Mato Grosso through Mato Grosso do Sul and Sao Paulo and the Paraná area, October 13th through the 15th, but precipitation is not allowed to advance any further north, limiting the October 16th to the 18th rain potential. So things are going to be dry for the northern part of Brazil for the most part, and then wet in the south over the next week and to 2 weeks. As far as Argentina goes, no significant precipitation was reported across the nation Thursday. High pressure ranged from 70s to lower 80s Fahrenheit from south to the north, and lower 90s in the north. And no significant rain is expected over the next several days, and basically going to stay dry for most of Argentina. Now let's talk about the Midwest in the United States. Rain was reported in 30% of the western Corn Belt Thursday into early today. Rainfall was up to about a half inch and in some locations, but once again that was scattered. Then it's going to become more numerous. Today's forecast has not changed much, as heavy rain is still expected from Nebraska to Minnesota and Wisconsin Saturday night through Tuesday. The storm system responsible for the precipitation will weaken greatly as it moves across the Mississippi River. Some areas of the eastern Midwest will get very little rain. That's across Illinois especially, but we've got a better chance as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday of seeing some of that rain. As far as the Delta and the Southeast goes, we're looking at today's forecast. A little wetter for the Delta and the southeastern part of the U.S. Showers are expected to be a little more frequent, as a succession of mostly weak frontal passages will affect the region during the next 2 weeks. Confidence is increasing on the forecast track of a potential tropical cyclone that may form over the Gulf of Mexico early next week. If a tropical cyclone does form, it looks like it's still expected to move mainly eastward, as the upper-level winds continue to favor an eastward progression of these tropical disturbances that do form and push them into Mexico. So sparing much of the United States But the disturbance will generate enough of a broad area of precipitation that some of the southeast will be affected by that over this next week of unsettled weather. Harvesting will progress during the next 2 weeks, although there will be some minor interruptions due to the frequent frontal passages and bring brief periods of rain. Some of it could be some downpours, which would be good news for much of the southeast as they've been baking under an extended period of dry weather and are approaching severe drought conditions in some locations. As things continue to be very dry over the southeast. Once again, we are expecting a front into the Midwest. Most of that rain over the much of the United States will fall in the western Corn Belt up through Minnesota and parts of western Iowa into the Dakotas, and some snow, heavy snow, possible across the mountain regions out west, but that's to be expected this time of year. And that's a look at your agricultural weather. I'm meteorologist Jay Searles.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's take a look at the overnight trade on the Chicago Board of Trade. First to Kansas City, though, in the wheat pits. December contract opened at 907.5, down 2.5 on the open and on the last trade. March, 911, unchanged on the open, down 3 in the last trade. Now to Chicago, December, 907.25, that was up 1.25 on the open, down 2 on the last trade. March, 916, unchanged on the open, down 2.5 on the last trade. May, 836.75, opened 5.75 higher, and the last trade was 3 higher. July, 676.25 was the open. That was down 2.75, down 2 on the last trade. And September, 08 wheat opened at 680, down 2 on the open and last trade. December corn opened at 342.25, unchanged on the open, down 0.5 on the last trade. March opened down 0.5 at 352.5 and was down 1 on the last trade. The May contract, 369.5, that open was down 0.25, down 0.75 on the last trade. July, unchanged at 378.75 on the open, down 1.25 on the last trade. December 08 corn opened at 394.25, down 0.5 and down 1 on the last trade. November soybeans, 954.5, up 0.25 on the open, unchanged on the last trade. January, 972, down 0.25 and down 1.5. March, 984, down 0.25 and up 1. And the May contract for soybeans, 988, down 1 and unchanged on the last trade. July 08, 993 was the open, down 3.25 and down 1.5 on the last trade. December soybean meal, 271, up 20 and up 40. And the December oil, 39.19, up 1 on the open, down 16 on the last trade. Jackie Vakes joining us now from Stuart Peterson Group, West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
Well, what did you see in those numbers? Pretty narrow ranges on things. It looked like there wasn't a lot of any kind of factor.
Well, I think when you look at the whole picture, everybody's going to be waiting this morning to see what Informa does. If they follow their normal pattern, they'll probably come out about 10:30 right during the trade session.
Mm-hmm. I guess the only numbers, you know, you look at, maybe corn was held back a little bit because of the anticipation of a likely record large crop. So, you know, especially in that area, traders perhaps waiting to see what the estimates are from Informa later today.
Right. I think if Informa comes in close to where FC Stone was the other day, you know, the trade will just, probably consolidate and try to move a little bit higher. You know, everything's really being led by wheat. And when you look at French wheat, earlier this morning it was down over 20 cents again. It's rebounded and it's down about 13 cents. But, you know, they've lost $1.06 on French wheat compared to our loss of 57.75 cents. And, you know, all the pressure is coming basically out of that French wheat market. So I think that, corn, everybody, and beans also, are such followers of wheat at this point in time. If we come in and Informa comes in with a much higher number, we're going to expect to see quite a bit more pressure come into the market.
Mm-hmm. Do you expect a lot of activity then later today in the session?
It's going to be kind of interesting. You know, the financials are closing early. They're off on Monday for Columbus Day. And so I would have to say that I don't think it's going to be much different than normal. I think a lot of the activity will go on right after their numbers come out. And then we'll probably see traders do their typical Friday. Okay. You know, if they've had enough, they're gone.
Crude oil down a bit this morning. The dollar is up. What impact do you see on any of the outside markets?
Well, I think when you know, any time that you have that type of a scenario, you expect that you're gonna see a lot of chatter about it. But how much? I mean, when you look at the dollar being up, we're still in the 78 area. We still are extremely attractive from a commodity purchasing standpoint, and so I just think it's something to talk about. It's going to have to make a really big move to have a big impact.
So what are your calls going to be for today then?
Well, I think on corn, we're going to follow pretty close to the overnights, probably down a half to one on the open. Beans, I just figure, are going to be mixed. Wheat probably down 1 to 3 and maybe a little more than that, depending upon how seriously they take the French.
All right, Jackie, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Jackie Vakes joining us from Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin this morning. The CRB index is down 0.91 at 329.33. Crude oil for November at 80.87 is down 57. For December, it's at 80.18 now. That's down 46. The dollar, 78.61, and that is up 0.20. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 65 points right now. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. BBC News now at 9:01.